Blog Talk Radio. Celebration, because not only did they celebrate my birthday to celebrate my twin birthday. I was born a twin, and this celebrates her as well. She's always in my heart, always on my, in my mind, and I know she's here with me in spirit. She's now in the heavens, and I certainly miss her every single day. And I know that she's in the loving arms of my Heavenly Father and Blessed Mother. And I tell you, this celebration also is in honor of our Blessed Mother, who also shares a birthday with me, or me with her, which is recorded on September 8th. So she was also born in this beautiful month. And the whole month of September, I'm celebrating her and her daughters and her queenship and just everything that's associated with my Blessed Mother. And what I wanted to do and will be doing as I minister throughout the month, I'm going to be sharing and declaring many of her deities, and which has many names. And today I wanted to honor her as the Undoer of Knots. Yeah, she's the Undoer of Knots, because in her yes, she unraveled the disobedience of Adam and Eve when they were disobedient, eating from the tree, which was forbidden for them to eat. And by her yes, it united us in obedience to God. And that's the thing about when we fall short, or we sin, or we do something that's in error, it ties us, it binds us. And that's why I speak about disobedience, I mean, a lot, and obedience a lot, because obedience is what brings fulfillment. Obedience breaks every curse. And so disobedience was untied by the obedience of our Blessed Mother. And the Virgin Eve bound her unbelief. What the Virgin Eve bound to her unbelief, the Virgin Mary loosed by her faith. And Mary's faith unties, hallelujah. Now, we know that that comes by the blood of Jesus based on what he did on the cross. But it's her intercession for us that releases us from the curse of Eve. And that's why I so love the masculine and the feminine, because God completed the plan of salvation with both the masculine and the feminine, Jesus being masculine and Mary being feminine. And, of course, Jesus did it all for us, whether you were male or female. But the importance of Mary and understanding the power of her sacrifice and giving her son to die for the sins of the whole world, for the sins of humankind, again, reconciled us. And what I wanted to offer is a novena, Our Blessed Mother's Undoer of Knots novena. And I have it listed here, and you can read it in your own time. I wanted to offer this because our prayers and my prayers to her are uniquely my own when I'm praying for her intercession. Just as I pray for the intercession of Jesus, I pray for intercession for the saints and the martyrs. They're there. They're there to help us, and we have a lot of help, and they're ready to help us. I also want to give you Romans, the 5th chapter, because in Romans, the Apostle Paul is talking about condemnation and the judgment as it relates to sin and unrighteousness. But he's also talking about the justification of life. Where he says in verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So I wanted to read that because of one man's obedience, we all made righteous, and by one man's sin, all were made bound. And that's still true today. And that's why we need Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we need him to cover our sins because man can't do it. Man can't save us from our sins. They can help us. They can encourage us. They can give us their testimony, and they can edify us. Only person who can really cleanse us and wash us is the person that created us, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, the thing that I am going to do is I'm going to read to you and read from the birthday declaration exhortation that I have on my website. I wanted to post it here to read it here because it's the foundation of why he gave me this and why he wanted me to declare my birthday as coming into the new year. And that's the thing about understanding your birth. It's understanding the meaning of the actual day. Because with everything God created, he created with a purpose and with meaning. And numbers have very special meaning. And numbers are often interpreted and is translated as words. And that is evident by what God did in Genesis when he made creation. He numbered the days of the week. And every day of the week had a purpose. Evening in the morning was the first day. And evening in the morning was the second day. And so throughout the Word of God, we see that numbers were used to declare God's glory and give us a timeline of what his purpose is according to his times and seasons and our times and seasons that he has in his own hands. Now, I'm going to start with what I posted and what I wrote when I put together the montage. And one of the things that I felt was important in me declaring my birthday was declaring it because in speaking it and declaring it in the earth realm and releasing it in the universe, it takes on God's divinity. The angels, the universe hears it, and the universe being a mirror and mirroring what I say will reflect that back. And not just what I say, actually what I do. So we must remember that the universe is a recorder. It records everything that we do. And so the actual day, the month, the day, and the year of my birthday, where I was born, does not just have astrological meaning based on the constellation. It has great meaning with that, but most importantly, it has meaning based on and according to God's purpose and his plan for our life. And in proclaiming my new year, I wanted to release the power and the meaning of numeric blessings. Just as I just read about one man's obedience made all righteous and one man's disobedience. Again, God uses singleness to accomplish his goals and accomplish his will. And the numeric blessings are the numbers of my birthday. They're the numeric numbers of your birthday that declares who you are. And that's by God himself, because, again, he created us. And when you are living in your numeric blessing, or should I say numeric genetic code, it is the foundation upon everything in your life will be built. Now, upon your numeric number, and according to the numeric number, this is where it reveals your destiny. Not only reveals your destiny, but it contains your true essence of your soul. And that was really important for me to share, and when God gave me this and declaring my birthday by declaring the day, the month, and the year. Because he said, living in your true divine essence of that number every day is what releases us and leads us into fulfillment. And that comes by a myriad of different things. It definitely comes by your confession, your belief system. It definitely comes by who you are, because that's the thing that shapes us. And when I came into the knowledge of this years ago, and the Lord showed me this, I began to get an understanding on why I was drawn to certain things, why I had a desire to know certain things, and that natural curiosity really led me to understanding who God was. And then he began to give me understanding on why certain things were happening in my life. And I could then see that it was not just a result of sin, but because of being born in sin. And that's why it was important for me to share with you that, you know, we are not responsible for what happens to us when we're born. The circumstances and the situations we were born into, including our parents who birthed us in the world, because we didn't get a choice of our parents. But the Lord began to give me understanding, so I began to seek him about certain things that kept reoccurring in my life, and he began to let me see that it was according to my not just my soul essence, but related to my physical birth, what I was birthed into. And so he began to just give me some information and knowledge and spiritual understanding about my genealogy, my ancestry, even my parents, and began to let me see how important those things were to be severed and how important it was for me to understand even those good things that I inherited from my mom and my dad. And so this makes up who we are in the natural. And although I'm a believer and I'm born again, my natural genetic and code would never change. And that's why I often say, you know, you can't use spirituality or even the Bible to try to change yourself, because we can't change ourselves. It's the Lord. It takes a supernatural power beyond who we are to who understands us, our psychological makeup, our emotional makeup, our emotional body, our mental body, to help us transform and be renewed. And for me, that was accepting the gospel, hearing the gospel, and living freely in the love of God, in the love of Christ, which has changed me and renews me day after day. Now, I wanted to include in this, I wanted to give you an understanding that these numbers, or so say your numeric genetic code, These codes are renewed and transformed as we grow and we mature. 9/22 is the day that I was born. That can never change. But as I grow, I see those numbers transform by my deliverance, my evolution, by knowledge. And that's really important because each year as I do my meditation and I look back on the cycles of that I just came out of, and I'm into a new cycle of life, as I review those things, I can see where I've grown and how I've grown, and can see the fruit of that. And that's the most important thing, is developing and having the fruit of who you are manifested. Because again, as Jesus said, a good tree cannot bear evil fruit, and a evil tree cannot bear a bad tree cannot bear evil fruit, and a good fruit cannot bear bad fruit. So again, it's all about the fruit, because we are trees. People eat from us. We're living epistles read of men. Now, I'm going to quickly just declare and share with you what my numbers mean. 9 represents birthing. It also represents wish fulfillment. 22 represents and is a master number. And 22 is a master number that cannot be broken down. And when the Lord began to give me understanding about my birthday and give me an interpretation according to sacred geometry and sacred learning of his timing and his understanding of numerology, I began to see how those numbers were leading and guide me all through my life. And how that's so a part of my natural essence of being a woman, and things that I naturally gravitate toward, being a birther, being empathetic, being sensitive, having the gift of discernment, being able to see things, ability to grasp things and information, all that I began to understand in the natural why some things came so easy, and that was simply because of my birthday. And as I began to live according to the essence of my birthday, spiritually, not naturally, spiritually, because this came by me being born again, I began to see not only God's grace, but his blessings and his favor, because 66 is the number of double blessings. 6 is the number of man, and double that is and also God. And so when he began to give me understanding of that, and he gave me understanding of how to break those numbers down or to bring them to singleness of oneness, I really began to understand why he called me as a believer, not just me choosing myself to become a believer, but how he chose me to become a believer and a disciple and give me the gift of eternal life. And these numbers has really been a blessing to me in my life, and it still is to this day, which is why I wanted to share this with you, because as I continue to grow and evolve as a woman in every stage of my life and grow older, I can see the wisdom. I can see God's grace. Now, one of the things that I also experienced in understanding my numeric genetic code, which is my DNA, and code means, when I say code, I mean new revelation, new key that he gives me to expand me, to draw me closer to him, to help me come higher, and to go deeper and deeper levels of consciousness and come higher in my thinking. Those codes are always renewed. And those codes are what? The mysteries. Hallelujah. Those are the glorious mysteries. And I tell you, Those codes are often downloaded. A lot of time those codes are given to me by singing, by just open visions. Depends on how he wants to, how he wants to reveal himself to me, what he wants me to know. Because, again, it's all spirit that's doing it. And one of the things that I experienced in a time in my life when I was going through my trials and going through my growth experience is seeing these numbers or my essence being put in reverse. Things that I love about God and him being so merciful and compassionate, understanding when we're in our folly, when we're going through our trials and tribulations, is that he'll allow you to get the lesson of why you're going through those things. And most importantly, how he covers us during our sins or our folly or our shortcomings. That's the thing I love about Father God. He's gracious and he's loving. And he didn't let me die in my sins. Even when me falling, he was there to have mercy on me because there was something he knew I was going to learn from the situation. Why I was saying that in living in reverse or contrary to your divine essence, once God shows you who you are, once he reveals stuff to you and you choose to live contrary to that, that now puts you in the permissive will of God. And most importantly, when you reject who you truly are, you don't choose to walk according to your true nature, your divine nature, that's the thing that will really put you in reverse. And the thing that I've come to understand in being in that place when I was in my folly and or in my sins is that it creates an illusion. And everything becomes a substitution for who you truly are and the things he would have for you to receive by walking and being in your true essence. And that's what I experienced, which is ultimately being in the flesh. Because flesh is never satisfied. There's no good thing that dwells in flesh. And Galatians talks about the lust of the flesh, the works of the flesh, and you can go to Galatians and read that. But what he was showing me was that he had me covered in that, and the blessing about walking in obedience to what you know and who you are, it's not only that you're covered, but that you can grow. Because anything that's halted is arrested. Your development will be arrested because now it has ceased from growing according to your natural and the natural progression of things. So it's not just about, don't sin because God is mad at you or you're going to go to hell. No, it's about you understanding that God made us to be free and that we don't need substitutions or illusions to live our lives. And that's where true freedom comes in at. That's where we get true freedom. And this was not easy for me. I had to take a good, hard, long look at what was really going on with me and why I was doing those things. And it was not because I was a bad person. It was just a lot of it was hurt, me yet needing to discover who I truly am and who I truly was at that time, at that stage, which only could come by God, me going back to the Creator who created me. And so that's the thing that he was showing me about walking in your divine essence. And again, when we don't walk according to our soul essence, that also puts us in enmity with God. Because the natural man cannot receive the things of the spirit for their spiritual discern. And the less word against the flesh, and the flesh word against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. So again, having and knowing your numeric genetic code is understanding that we are meant to be spiritual. Just as much we're in the natural world and we use natural things to take care of our needs, we need to be spiritual. And this is how I have come to grow in grace and have that balance of knowing both. And in doing so, hallelujah, I am now in the natural rhythm of my life. And not only am I walking in the natural energy of my life, I'm walking according to God's grace and his will. And that also replenishes the earth. Let me say that. Walking and being ones with God, being in obedience with God, according to your soul, according to your ways. The Word of God says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even his enemies be at peace with him. And so our natural rhythms are restored to us. That means we can do what comes naturally, feel condemned if I do certain things because that's how he created me. And because I do those things from a place of pure love, I have no shame. I have no guilt. And that's the thing about not living in substitution, using spirituality or religion as a cloak or as a cover, especially if you have any type of hurt or childhood wound. Now, this also gives us a new synergy in our life, and we'll have a positive or negative in your life. Now, the thing that I wanted to include in this, in giving honor to our Blessed Mother, who is the true essence of Earth, is understanding that when we're walking in our true divine essence, again, we will produce fruit. And that's what God commands of us. That's what he desires of us, is to bring forth good fruit. Always yield peace. He said that you may yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Peace is not void without righteousness. Peace and righteousness go together. They kiss each other. They love each other. But you can't have righteousness and lawlessness at the same time. So I wanted to give you that. Now, another aspect of understanding your numeric genetic code is understanding that it's based on the seed placed within you. And for that, I gave you Genesis, the first chapter, the 9th through the 12th verse, and you can go down and read that in your own time. And I wanted to give you that because that's exactly what God put in us. Our numeric genetic code is based on the seed that's been put in us. And each of us have that seed, and God put that seed within us. And again, that seed is meant to reproduce after its own kind. Now, I also wanted to include rebellion, because rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And rebellion, again, is being in an intimacy with God, or being angry with God, which separates your soul from God. And anyone who rejects who they truly are, based on who God created you to be, because it was God that created us and not we are, immediately you become the seed of Satan. You become his seed, or the seed of Satan is planted within you. And that's evident by Adam and Eve. When they sinned and ate up the fruit, they immediately knew they were naked. But thank God this has been remedied and answered and healed by Jesus. Hallelujah, in his blood. Now, I want to go down to let me see. Yeah, I want to speak on quickly about, again, the power of numbers. Because in the Word of God, or throughout the Word of God, numbers are significant. there are two important aspects in my life that has been a constant. And I'm really glad I'm able to get to this part, because it's something that it really has been a blessing in my life. And there's two things that I've lived my life by, and that is, one, counting the cost. Counting the cost. The second is doing the math. And when you can do the math and you can count the cost, you will always be in a place of truth. And doing the math, there is no deception in that. One plus one will always be two. No matter how you calculate the digits, the summation will be what it is. So in doing the math and understanding the reality of any situation, or getting to the truth of the situation, has really helped me in my life and kept me in truth. The second one, as I said, it was count up the cost. And when you and count up the cost is something you do prior to something, inventory that you take. And me being able to count up the cost, it has been has had me take a look at my motive. What do I actually have, and what I actually have not. And living by these two principles have really been a blessing in my life, because in counting the cost, he's letting me see, okay, why are you attempting to seek out this quest? It allowed me to look at my intentions and my motive. So I wanted to share that with you. When you can do the math and you can count the cost, those things will really keep you aligned, and as well as grounded. Now, I wanted to share with you a scripture before I close that really speaks to the blessing of numbers. Because in the Old Testament, God dealt with nations by numbers. When he spoke to Gideon, he had him gather men who he wanted to use in war. And Jesus in the New Testament now lets us see that it's not about the numbers, quote unquote, but it's transformation. How numbers in singleness and its baseness is where the miracle is found. Well, I've never really gotten caught up in having a lot of money, even though I need a lot of money. Who don't need money? Money answers all things. Make sure I say that. Money answers all things. I have lots of it. Want lots of it. Need it. Let me say that. But he was saying that is he gave the example in Mark the 6th chapter, the 34th through the 41st verse, about the fishes and the loaves, that it was not in how many fish and loaves was there, it was about what they had and how he transformed and fed the multitude fishes and the loaves. And that was because he breathed upon it. He woke it and he blessed it and he dedicated it to God. And so the thing that I was blessed in, he giving me this portion of the celebration to minister to you, is that it's in the multiplication and transformation of what you have. And as Apostle Paul said, one plant, the other water. So he said, so not neither the plants or anything or the water or anything, but it's he that gives the increase. So I want to leave you with that. Know that God will multiply your seed sown when it's blessed. If you are the sower and you are sowing in good ground. And this, again, speaks to our stewardship. is we through our stewardship that we that we're not into they come into the to the new year, and understanding that don't look on the outer appearance. God looks on the heart. So it's about that seed being blessed. And throughout the Word of God, He talked about, you know, the blessing of the little, the widow and her mite. Jesus said the woman who gave one penny gave more than those who gave $10,000, gave more than her, because her seed was blessed because her heart was pure in her giving that. And so I don't want you to miss your blessing by being caught up in how much something is or the worth of something, because truly it's something that's really special and of God. It's not for sale, and it's priceless. So I thank the Lord for you being here. I thank you so much for joining me for this premiere broadcast and celebrating my birthday. And if you are celebrating a birthday today or throughout September, I'm wishing you a happy birthday in advance. And I hope that not only your whole year will be blessed, but your soul as well. Because that is what this is about, the essence of our soul, our spirit, our total being. And so I'm so excited to share more with you in the coming days in the month of September. As it comes in, I'm excited. I'm really excited. So with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Take care, and I will see you soon. Love you, and love always.